So today I wanted to talk about this. The Bible, the Word of God. If you don't have your Bible, you're going to have to come to the altar call. No. If you don't have your Bible, turn it on. I know everybody has a device. Some people have more devices than Bibles. But God's Word is everything to us because without God's Word, we would have nothing. Amen? Without God's word, this earth would not exist. Without God's word, there would be nothing on the earth. You would not exist. Amen? So God's word creates. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. So in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth where there was nothing. So he created it, and it says, the earth was without form or void, and darkness was all over it. And the Holy Spirit was hovering over it, though. It says the Spirit of God was hovering over it. So the earth being dark and without form and in void, with the Holy Spirit hovering over it. Where the Spirit of the Lord is where he speaks. Where God is, that's where he speaks. So if I'm in a different room and God's in a different room, I'm not going to hear him speak to me. God is everywhere. But where God is, that's where he speaks. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, he speaks into it and it comes to pass. So the Holy Spirit was hovering over it and then he begins to speak. What is the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives? There's many roles he plays. He's a helper, he's a comforter. But he also, without the Holy Spirit, we would not know who God is. Because spirit only knows spirit. Your soul cannot know spirit. Spirit has to reveal spirit. So when Adam fell, our spirit died. So only Holy Spirit could revive our spirit to understand who God is, because God is spirit. So Holy Spirit reveals who God is. He reveals who Jesus is. And what happened? So the Holy Spirit was hovering over, and God said, let there be light. He didn't clap his hands. He didn't like, let me draw a blueprint right here, and that's how light is going to work. He said, let there be light. He created with his word. He created with what he spoke. He could have chose any other way to create something. Like, he's God. He could have chose anything. But he decided to create with his voice, with his word, with what he spoke. And when God said, let there be light, what was there? Light. He spoke it into existence. But not only this. Notice this. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. So God spoke into a void and dark place. And there was light. It doesn't matter how dark it was. It doesn't matter if it didn't exist. When God speaks, it just happens. When God speaks, something is created. And what God says does not come back void. An illustration, so if God releases a word, it doesn't come back to him without creating something. It doesn't come back without it fulfilling its purpose. That's like imagine like some rain came down and you're like, oh, I need to get the rain back up into the sky. That's how it is. God's word comes down and it's not going to return to him void. That's like trying to return the rain into the sky. Like, it's impossible. It's not going to happen. If the rain comes down, the rain comes down to do something. The rain comes down to water the plants. It comes down to water the seeds so things will grow. So God's word does not return void. There's words that have been spoken over your life, and you're just waiting like, God, when is this going to happen? I guess it's not going to happen. But God, you said this. Like, it will happen if God said it will happen. Like, we have to have that faith. If God said, that means it will happen. If he says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed, that means you are free, like indeed. Like that's not an option. What God says is not a plan B. He says and it is. God spoke into a void and dark place. So what we can, out of this point, we can make, if you're taking notes, God's word creates. God's word creates. God's word does something. Right? Next thing God's word reveals. So God's word reveals. What does it reveal? Like, the Bible is not just a bunch of stories. The Bible isn't just like, oh, that sounds pretty good. I'm going to put that as my Instagram caption. Hello. Like, God's word is not about it's not about a story. It's about so much more than that. Yes, it's a story, but God's word reveals the very essence of who he is. It's not just a storybook. It's literally the bread. It's like life. You read it and it will bring you life. Did you know you wouldn't exist without God's word? Try to speak and breathe and not breathe at the same time. You can try it right now. Try not to breathe and like say something. See, I know you guys wouldn't be able to do it. I tried it myself. So when God speaks, he breathes as well. So God's breath is in the very word that he speaks. God's breath. And you know how he brought you life? He breathed into your nostrils. That's how he created Adam. He breathed into him. So when the word of God is in you, you have the very breath of God coming out of you. That means when you breathe on stuff, you can produce life for them because God's word is inside of you. So God's word reveals himself. If you were to sum up God's word, it's all about one person. From Genesis to Revelation, it's literally about one person. You can find Jesus in everything in the Bible. So God's word reveals, Luke 24:27. And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. In all the scriptures, he interpreted them like, hey guys, this is what the Bible is about. It's about me. Jesus is like, everything written in the scriptures is about me. In, like, everything in this book is about Jesus, literally. Like, look at Genesis, what we just read. Genesis 1, like, that's about Jesus still. If you guys don't see it, let me try to kind of put it into picture. So in the beginning, there was a place where the earth was dark and void. Waste and void. Darkness was upon it. And the Holy Spirit was hovering over it. And God spoke light into the place. And there was light. Like, you know what was dark and void in your life? Your heart. He spoke into your heart, and Jesus is the light that he spoke into your heart. So it's still about Jesus. Our hearts were dark and void, but Jesus spoke. And there was light in our hearts. Jesus is the light in our hearts. We were without form. We were void. We were in darkness. We were in sin. But Jesus became the light in our hearts. What was in the darkness was brought to light. John 1:1. This is a really short version of the Genesis creation story. In the beginning was what? The Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So what does light do? It reveals, right? It reveals something. So if you're not sure what something is in your life, put the light to it. Put God's word to it. Put Jesus in it. And that will reveal what its purpose is. Like if I put a chair in the darkness, are you going to know it's a chair? No, you can't see it. But if you shine the light, it reveals what it is. Did you know the devil cannot create anything in this world? Only God is a creator. What does the devil do? The devil simply puts the things that God creates into the darkness, and then we can't see them for what it is. But once we put God's word, which is the light, into it, then we see it for what it is. Your circumstance can be in the darkness, but if you put God's light to it, you'll see for what it is. You'll see the purpose behind it. Any trial, you put God's light to it, and you will see that it's building your faith. It's building your character. The Word of God has power to give life. It's not just a book. The Word of God reveals Jesus. And I think we all want more Jesus, right, in our lives? But more Jesus requires us to know God's Word. So if you're hungry for Jesus, you're hungry for His Word. There's no other way. You have to be hungry for the Bible if you're hungry for Jesus. You can't say, God, I want to know you more. He's like, okay, like read about me. Read the words I have spoken. And you will know God more. Amen? So our hunger for the word is so important. There's three levels of reading the Bible. First level is reading it like a history book. Second level is reading it like it's, for Israel. This book is written for Israel. But the third level, which I want all of us to reach, is Jesus being revealed in every story. In every single story. From Genesis to Revelation, Jesus being revealed. Like the tabernacle, you know how much that reveals Jesus? Joshua, you know how much he reveals Jesus? Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. And the eyes to all the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." So he reads the word of God and he says, I have fulfilled it. I am the word of God. He is the fulfillment of the word. Jesus is literally the word of God made flesh. God's word is truth, and Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So if God's word is truth, that means God's word is Jesus, and Jesus is the manifestation of the word of God. John 1:14, the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. So he was made, the Word of God made flesh is Jesus. You want to know Jesus more, you got to know the Word of God more. That's, you want to dwell on Jesus, you want to think like Jesus, you got to think about the Word of God. So God's Word reveals, first it creates, right? God's Word reveals. God's Word has power and authority. But if you want that power and authority that Jesus has given to you, you need to know God's Word. You need to know what you have been given authority over. You need to know what you have been given power over. Amen? God's Word has power. There's something significant about when and what He speaks. Like, stand up real quick. Sit down. Clap. Some of you are disobedient children. Why did you stand up when I said stand up? Why did you clap when I said clap? I said to, but it's not just words, right? So like, my word carried authority and power. And that's why you guys obeyed. What if it was the same thing when God spoke into our lives, we would obey like that? Like, that's the authority God's word carries. That's the authority you carry over diseases, over sicknesses, over people who are captive. Like, you can be praying for peace for a person and peace comes because you have Jesus in you. It's authority. It's power. The same way, it's not just words that sound good for the ears. God's word has power. Nowadays, we use words to entertain. Who likes to be entertained? One honest person. No, this church is full of honest people. Who likes to be entertained? Two people now. Wow. That's progress. We're ready to save America. But seriously, our words are sometimes just to entertain someone. It's not with purpose. Like, words are meant not for entertainment. Words were meant to empower and edify. Like, if it doesn't edify someone, you shouldn't be saying it. Especially if you have Christ in you. Like, God's word is for the edification of His church and those who love Him. It's to edify and empower. It's not to entertain. If it was all about entertain, like, you can go and find some entertaining words, but they're not going to help you. You can go and find some entertaining music. You can go and find some entertaining movies, but those words are not going to help your life. They're not going to edify you. They're not going to empower you. They're not going to reveal Jesus to you. They're just going to be words that have nothing, that are dead. It's not just word, but there is authority and power behind it. Words will always have a place or person it came from. Every word someone speaks has a place it came from. Words come out of the abundance of your heart. Even other words, other people, things people say to your face, people say other things into your life, all those words have an origin. It's easy to determine what origin it is. If it's in the Word of God, it's the Word of God. If it isn't, then is it? So we can tell that the Word is not just like, oh, it's a random word. It always has a source. A seed always has a source. God's Word is a seed, but there's also bad seeds. And every fruit has a source. Sometimes fruit is our words. What is coming out of your mouth? The seed that was planted in you. Where was that seed planted from? I don't know. It could be planted from anywhere almost. It could be planted from another person. It could be planted from someone saying something to you. It can be planted from a movie, from a book, whatever. So it's important to see what seeds you allow into your heart to grow, because the fruit will come out. Like, I can tell what seeds are planted in your heart by the way you talk, by the what you say, by the way you act. Those are the fruits of what's been planted in you. God has given us authority, so when we speak, something happens, whether to something or to someone or ourselves. Like sometimes when we're worshiping, we're just declaring it. And when we declare with our words, something happens in the spiritual world. Like, if God created the world with his words, when we worship and say something out loud, that does something in our spirit. That does something, especially when Holy Spirit is in us. He's hovering. That's the atmosphere. When we speak in the atmosphere where the Holy Spirit is, things begin to happen. That's why praying is so important. Not just, I'm just going to pray in my mind, this is my quiet time. Like, yeah, that's good. But sometimes you need to like shout to God. Sometimes you need to proclaim things. Sometimes you need to declare things. Because something happens with your voice. If God created with his voice, how much more do we need to use our voice to proclaim his word? We need to proclaim the promises because they are yes and amen. Like, when we say peace, there's peace, right? When God says there's peace, there's peace. He's not like, oh, peace just appeared. I will say peace now. Like, our blessings, God, you don't say, like, you can pray for something and act like you already have it. That's what the Bible says, is to pray for something and believe that you already have it because you said it. But oftentimes we're like, okay, once I get it, then I'll say it. Then I'll thank God for it. But no, you can thank God for something you don't even have yet, but act like you already have it. That's faith. It's the hope of things that are unseen. So you're like, oh, right now I don't have peace. I'm like, God, thank you for your peace, and you'll see how peace shows up. I don't have joy. God, thank you for your joy, and joy shows up. God, thank you for your son, and Jesus shows up. He speaks, then creates. Not it's created and then speaks. Something's not happening in your life, start speaking into it. God has given you power and authority to speak into things. Like even praying for strangers. Like you start praying like, God, thank you for your love. And they start feeling the love, and they start crying, and they don't know what's happening, but that's Jesus showing up in their life because you spoke, because you released the breath of God, because the word of God is the very breath of him. So you release that breath, and the atmosphere will change because the breath of God changes everything. The word of God shifts the atmosphere. Mark 4:23. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. That's faith. That's walking by faith, not by sight. Because it's easy to thank God for something that you already see. But we live by faith, and faith is what? It comes by hearing of the word of God. It always comes back to the word of God. So faith begins with the word of God. If you're living by your sight, that's not the word of God. It has to start with the word of God. So the word of God has power and authority. God's word guides. There is purpose behind the words God speaks. There is purpose behind what is written in the Bible. It guides us. It provides a path for us. It leads us. It makes our life what our life's purpose is. Right? It says, "For I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord. His plans are his word in your life. Amen? Can I have worship team come up? So his word is his plan for you. Not your words, not someone else's words, but his word. If you want someone else's plan, cool, go listen to them. But I think I want God's plan in my life, so I'm going to listen to his word. I'm going to read his word. I'm not going to build my life off of someone else's word, off of some book. I'm going to build it off the Bible, which is God's word. So God's word guides us. It says in Psalms 119, 105, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." If his word is the only light, it's either you have a flashlight or you don't. So it's either you're walking and you don't know where you're going, or you have God's word and you know where you're going. When we allow God's word to lead us, he leads us to where he is. He leads us where there is success, where there is a land flowing with milk and honey. Because his promises lead to the promised land. His promises lead to the promised land. Other people's promises will lead to a different land. They can lead you into the desert. No one can promise you a land flowing with milk and honey except God. Nobody can fulfill that for you. Listen to different promises, you'll end up in different lands. But God's promises are yes and amen. Timothy 5:16. "All scripture is breathed out by God," so it's the breath of God, "and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete and equipped for every good work." Can I tell you today that no word will bring you completion? No word will equip you except the word of God. No word someone tells you, "Oh, I love you so much. You complete my life. You're my everything." That's not going to complete you. You can lie to yourself and say, "Oh, wow, I'm complete. This person's words fulfilled me." Only God's word will fulfill your satisfaction. Only God's word will fill you up. Only God's word will complete you, will equip you. His word, which was breathed out by his spirit, makes you complete. He defines me. His word defines me, not other things. What are you defined by? It's so much more freedom when I don't care what people think about me. It's so much more freedom when someone says something to me and I know it's not true, because that's not what God says over me. There's so much freedom. And sometimes we need to stop listening to the wrong words because they're from the wrong person. Discouragement. God is not here to discourage. God is here to encourage. You don't have to be something. You don't have to be a somebody. God already made you a somebody. God already made you found. God already made you filled with the Holy Spirit. God already made you someone. He made you a witness to his love. A witness of what he has done. God already made you someone. So why are you trying to be someone? He's the one who completes. You can't complete yourself. Only God can complete you. The very essence of his word is his breath, who he is. Let's stand up. Guys, a picture is this man. He's worshiping God. He's worshiping God, and all that is coming out of his mouth is Jesus. Jesus. Tears running down his face. Why? It's not about the emotions, it's about Jesus. But when Jesus walks into the room, have you ever had when someone walks into the room, something changes, something shifts, something is like, the atmosphere just changes, something happens. There's, you sense love, you sense freedom. Like when you say Jesus, you're acknowledging him. When you're singing worship songs, you're acknowledging him. When you're saying Jesus into your problems, like I remember just going through hard situations in my life, and I just go into my car, turn on something, and I just say Jesus. And I just start weeping because I understand that everything's going to be okay, because God spoke a word that will not return void. God spoke a word that will come to fulfillment. God spoke a word that has purpose. God spoke a word that will bring it to completion, because whatever he starts, he completes in our lives. He completes it. It doesn't matter if you're in the darkness. God brings light to that. It doesn't matter how hard the circumstance. It doesn't matter how complicated. It doesn't matter what your future holds, because you know who is holding your future. So as we worship, just declare these things into your life. Just start declaring him in his life. And just as the Bible is about one person, your life will be about one person. In every circumstance, you will see Jesus. If you simply let the Holy Spirit reveal it to you, you simply, God, where are you in this situation? God, where are you in this problem? Where are you in this circumstance? And he'll show up, and you'll see that the Holy Spirit starts to reveal Jesus in your life. Because your life is not about you, it's about Jesus. It's no longer I who live, but Jesus in me. So as we sing this, sing it from your heart, sing it into heaven, sing it to him. Lord, I just come before you and I thank you, God, for your word. I thank you, God, that when we speak your word into our lives, Lord, it produces life. When we speak your word into our lives, God, it produces peace. It produces joy. It produces all the things that are of you, because your word is the very essence of your breath. Your word is the very essence of who you are, God. And I ask, Lord, that we would not look down upon your word, God, that we would not look down upon its power, Lord, but we would know what the power of your word is, what it contains, the purpose it has for us, God. And I ask, Lord, that you would give us a hunger and a thirst for your word, because, Lord Jesus, you are the word in our lives. You are the word of God in our lives, Jesus. And we want to know you more. God, give us a hunger and thirst to read your word, to breathe your word, to eat your word, Lord. And it is, as it is our daily bread for us, God, for our spirit man, Lord, for all of our lives, God. For man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of your mouth, God. Let us live by your word, not by the word of others, not by the lies of the enemies, God, but only your word, God, which is life, which is truth, which is the way for us, God. Thank you, Jesus.